refugee Olympic team has won its first medal. Boxer Cindy Ngamba, born in Cameroon and now based in the UK, made history by becoming the first ever refugee boxer to qualify for an Olympic Games at Paris. And now she's done it again, winning the first medal for the refugee Olympic team. The CEO for Australia for UNHCR, Trudy Mitchell, spoke with Biwa Kwan about how the win has been received.
So Trudy, you know, a lot of spectators, when they watch the games, obviously they get behind their national team, the nation state. But what many might not realise is there is a refugee Olympic team that's competing at its third games and originally brought out at 2016 Rio to serve two mission statements here for hope and to raise attention on this refugee crisis. IOC president says this team is about hope and a symbol of hope and inclusion. Trudy, what are your reflections on the significance of the team now at its third games, 37 athletes, an increase from the original 10, and the impact it's made?
Well, look, I think making it to the Olympics is an incredible feat for anyone, but it's made so much more difficult for some athletes who have been forced from their home and their own country. And the Refugee Olympic Team was founded to serve as a symbol of hope and inclusion. And I think it's definitely done this in the third Olympics that it's been in. And the real purpose of the Refugee Olympic Team is to obviously give these athletes a chance to show what they're capable of, but also to raise awareness of their plight and to show what refugees can do to their communities and allowing them the opportunity to thrive.
And if we zoom out for a moment about the refugee crisis in 2016, there was a kind of a rise, if you will, in terms of the movements of people within Europe. You know, now about a decade on, what do you think about the severity of global refugee crisis and the need for awareness to be raised about it?
There's never been, you know, a greater need to focus on people forced to flee. Over the last 10 years, the numbers have quadrupled and we're now looking at 120 million people globally who have been forced to flee. And I think this is why the Olympic Committee chose the High Commissioner for UNHCR, Filippo Grandi, to accept the Olympic laurel. And that was on behalf of all refugees. And again, it was a symbol of hope and inspiration to millions of refugees worldwide. And it brought it brings visibility to the challenge faced by refugees and the need for continued support. So, you know, I think this having the visibility of the Olympic refugee team is just a really important part of just shedding light on the plight of refugees.
And they've actually made history, the Refugee Olympic Team. The boxer, Cindy Ngamba, hopefully I've got that name right, She's run the first medal for the Refugee Olympic Team, so at least guaranteed a bronze. And depending on how the next couple of days goes, it could potentially be a gold medal. In terms of, you know, some of the backstory and what's come to light with what she's had to overcome, what do you take away from the significance here of this history-making moment?
Well, look, it's a huge moment for Cindy, but also for the Refugee Olympic Team and the 120 million people across the world that have been forced to flee their homes. I think, you know, when we talk about Cindy, she's overcome so much, including fleeing from her home country in Cameroon to the UK at the age of 11. She was unable to speak English and she faced bullying and loneliness at school. But then miraculously she discovered boxing and that was by chance at her local youth club. And look at her now. She's guaranteed a medal where, as you say, we're not sure what colour it's going to be. But what an incredible feat for Cindy and what an achievement.
Female boxing is actually a bit of a newer sport as well. This Paris Games talks about being a gender equal game. Cindy's also starting to become a criminologist, so bringing to light some of these other aspects.
Yeah, look, I think in my work every day I have the opportunity to meet refugees, and What I can say is just the talent that they have, whether it's in sport or in what they're studying, and their resilience and their determination, it just comes through time and again. And I think Cindy is just, she's showing that as well as a refugee. You know, give people a chance, and it's amazing what they can contribute to their community and to the world.
We have refugee athletes who aren't competing as part of the Refugee Olympic team. In fact, Australian-based sprinter from Afghanistan originally, Kimia Yousofi, has competed at her third games over the weekend. She competed in the 100 metres. She was 2 seconds behind her rivals, but she did hold up this A4 piece of paper, which in the colours of the Afghan flag, education, rights. You've been following the journey of Kimia. What have you taken away from her ascent, I guess, to the world stage and the Olympic platform?
Well, I think Kimia's incredible. You know, what she's overcome as a woman is incredible. And the fact that this is her third Olympics is also just tantamount to her her dedication and determination. She actually fled Afghanistan in 2021. So her whole situation for this Olympics has changed completely. So, you know, we can't underestimate what it's taken for Kimia to get there. But, you know, I think we can just be so proud of her.
You work in this space, you've worked in this space for quite some time. Do you feel that we are having that increased understanding of what refugees, what it is to be a refugee, fleeing, having no choice to flee, and you know, getting rid and breaking down these stereotypes?
Well, at Australia for UNHCR, that's what we're doing every day. And I am often heartened by our supporters who donate to UNHCR's work globally. They really care about refugees. They really care about, you know, the disadvantage that refugees face, and they want to do something. So I feel that every day that our Australian public really want to help refugees. Unfortunately, the issue is not going away and it's growing. So how do we come together as a community and do more to help refugees? And I think, you know, having the Olympic refugee team is one way to just sort of go, look at what these people have been able to do under incredibly difficult circumstances, and how inspiring and how proud we can be of them.